Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. So I just have to say, in all the years that I've been podcasting, one compliment I get a lot about the podcast is how relatable it is, and I honestly couldn't agree more. I think the topics that we talk about are very relatable to most women in their 20s, 30s, even 40s and 50s, and just all the different things that we go through in life, and today's episode is no different. Today we're talking about something that I think a lot of us women, if not most of us, can relate to, and that's all about the lovely luteal phase. So if you're brand new to cycle syncing, or if you're still learning about your cycle, I actually have another episode where I break down all four phases of the menstrual cycle in more detail, and I definitely recommend listening to that episode first and then maybe coming back to this one. So if you haven't listened to it yet, or if you need a little refresher, I'll leave the podcast link in the show notes so you can listen to that first, come back to this one. But I'm really excited to talk about this topic because this has been a personal struggle of mine for many, many years. And I'm finally at a point in my life where I feel like I am figuring it out. I'm learning how to manage my luteal phase. I'm learning what I need to best support myself during this phase. And I'm really excited to share the things that I've learned, my tips, my tools, my resources. But before we get into today's episode, a quick disclaimer. I am not a doctor. This is not medical advice by any means. I am just a girl and I'm simply sharing my own experience and just some of the things that have helped me. And of course, everyone's body is different. Everyone's hormones are different, and things like PCOS, stress levels, different lifestyles, and just overall health can impact us differently. So please take today's episode with a grain of salt. But nonetheless, if you've ever wondered why one week you feel amazing, you're confident, motivated, productive, social butterfly, and everything just feels easier, and then a week later you're questioning every life decision you've ever made, you're bloated, exhausted, emotional, and just doing the bare minimum feels like doing the most, I promise nothing is wrong with you, and that is probably just your luteal phase doing its thing. And as I said, in today's episode, I will be sharing my tools and resources that have really helped me not just survive, but actually thrive during my luteal phase. I really just hope today's episode can bring you comfort in knowing it is not just you, girl. But with that being said, I hope that you enjoy today's conversation. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. And of course, I want to start off with my Sunday sip segment of the week. If you're new here, this is basically just where I share my high and low from the previous week, and I'll keep this pretty short and sweet. I would say my high from this last week, or these last few weeks, is finally feeling like myself again and just being in this getting my life together era after just the debacle of last month. I finally feel like I'm getting back into a routine. I'm being productive. I'm working out. I'm doing, you know, all the things that make me feel good. I'm doing things to get my life together that I've been neglecting, and it just feels really good to be back on track. But on the flip side, the low that I've been feeling is a lack of balance in my life. I think because I'm just so focused on feeling like my best self again, getting back into a routine and just getting my life together, I've unintentionally neglected other areas of my life because other things are taking priority. So there hasn't been much of a balance, but one day at a time. Now, I want to get into today's episode. First, I want to get into what exactly is the luteal phase. Like I mentioned, I do have a more in-depth episode where I talk about all the different phases, what it means, what it entails. So if you want like a deeper explanation, definitely listen to that episode. But if you're newer to learning about your cycle, the short version is the luteal phase is basically the second half of your menstrual cycle. So it's your menstrual cycle, follicular phase, ovulation, and then luteal phase, and then your menstrual cycle again. So your luteal phase starts right after ovulation, and it typically lasts about 10 to 14 days until your next period begins. And during this phase, your body is essentially preparing for a potential pregnancy, and progesterone becomes the most dominant hormone. And as progesterone rises, that can impact your mood, your energy levels, your appetite, sleep, and even how your body feels. And some common luteal phase symptoms include lower energy levels, feeling more fatigued, fatigued, having more cravings, especially for like carbs and sweets, or feeling bloated, mood swings, irritability, anxiety, acne, headaches, the list goes on. But that's just kind of a little synopsis of what exactly your luteal phase is. In short, it's the 2 weeks before you begin your period. And one thing I want to note, everyone is going to experience their cycle, specifically their luteal phase, very differently. I'm sure there are many people who don't really feel much of a difference throughout the month and just function normally, which if you're that person, I am incredibly jealous of you, because there are others like myself who unfortunately go through it every single month. And for the longest time, I genuinely thought something was wrong with me. I just could not understand why I would go from feeling so good to feeling so low every single month. Then as I started learning about the menstrual cycle, and I realized there was actually a reason behind it. And the reason was my luteal phase. And that is when everything began making so much sense. And I just love that the topic of cycle syncing and just learning about our cycles has become more normalized and mainstream. I wish I had the knowledge and tools that I have now, because it probably would have saved me from a lot of crash outs. But nonetheless, we're here now, and that's all that matters. I want to share a little bit about what my luteal phase experience is like in case anyone can relate in any way. But essentially, I have become really, really in tune with my body, and I can almost always tell immediately when I've entered my luteal phase. I can quite literally feel it from one day to the next, and I'll check my cycle tracker, and sure enough, it'll show luteal phase day one. And I'll get into like how I've become very in tune with my body and all that in a moment. But as I mentioned, the luteal phase is typically like 10 to 14 days long. And another thing that I've noticed about my luteal phase specifically is that the first half of my luteal phase, so like the first 6 to 7 days of my luteal phase, also known as like your early luteal phase, I still very much feel like myself. I may feel a little bit more tired compared to like the weeks before, but I still feel very productive, motivated. I'm very much still on my grind, and mentally I'm also still feeling very positive and like myself. But once I get to that second half of my luteal phase and closer to the days leading up to my period, that is when things start getting a little scary around here. That's when I really notice the mood swings, the negative thoughts, the fatigue, feeling overstimulated and annoyed more easily, and inevitably crash out. Like clockwork every single month, that is when I tend to struggle. And it's been very exhausting because I, for a long time, felt like I had no control over it. And so over the last few months, I've kind of become obsessed with figuring out how to support myself better during this phase so that I'm not crashing out every single month and losing my mind. And I've made some changes in my life, and I've definitely noticed a huge difference in my mood, in how my luteal phase affects me in every way. I even asked my partner if he'd notice a difference in my mood during my luteal phase these last few months, because if I'm really honest, he's usually the one that gets the brunt of my luteal phase crash outs. And he even agreed that there's been a significant difference in my mood, that I haven't crashed out as badly. And it's just been so different compared to other times. And I'm really excited to share what I've done to make my luteal phase less scary and actually something that I don't dread every single month, which is crazy to say now, because I could never imagine that there would ever be a time that I don't dread and absolutely hate my luteal phase, but here we are. So that's kind of what my luteal phase experience has been like most of my life, and maybe it's similar for you, maybe it's a little different. But regardless of what your luteal phase looks like, I hope that some of these tips can help you in your luteal phase in some way. So these are just some of my do's and don'ts that I personally practice during my luteal phase that I feel have made a huge difference. So my first do is do pay attention to patterns. This was actually the first step for me. I really had to start paying attention to the patterns that kept happening every single month. And I had to notice, like, when does my energy tend to drop? What triggers my negative thoughts? What symptoms show up every single month? What makes things worse for me? And the more that I tracked my moods, my energy levels, my triggers, and just different symptoms that I feel during my cycle, the more predictable everything became. And once something becomes predictable, it becomes a lot easier to prepare for. And that's exactly what I've been doing. My first don't is don't overbook your schedule. So one thing that I've learned when I'm in my luteal phase is I cannot handle a busy and booked schedule as much. I just don't have the capacity for a lot, especially during that second half of my luteal phase. So I try to keep my schedule a lot lighter than normal. So I try not to overbook myself with too many commitments or social plans if I can help it. Of course, there are really important things that I don't want to miss. So I try to save my commitments for those really important things. Or sometimes I'll make plans to do something more low effort, like just hanging out at home or doing something more chill and low key. And aside from that, I try to prioritize the things that I have to do on a daily basis, like going to work. But I try to leave space in my schedule to save for the really important things, but also to like decompress and rest more, because I know that's what I typically need during my luteal phase. My next do is I do work with my energy. So this one is something I still struggle with, but for years I expected myself to show up exactly the same way every single week of the month. I would create the same schedule, the same goals, the same workload, and then I would feel frustrated when I couldn't keep up. But now I understand that my energy isn't meant to look the same every single week. And during my luteal phase, I of course still show up for my work and responsibilities, although it would be nice if we could take a week off from those things, but unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. So what I do is simply adjust my expectations and make changes in my lifestyle that support me during my luteal phase. So that can look like getting more rest, waking up an hour later, switching my workouts from higher intensity to lower intensity, eating a little more because my body is genuinely asking for more fuel and I'm just hungrier, and just giving myself what I need. Some days during my luteal phase, doing my skincare, answering emails, making dinner, and just getting through the day is the best that I can do, and I have learned to be okay with that. I think one of the biggest reasons I used to struggle during my luteal phase is because I was not meeting myself where I was, and instead I would beat myself up for not being able to show up as 100% my quote-unquote best self. But once I finally accepted that sometimes my best self is going to look like giving 30% and doing the bare minimum, that is when all that pressure and guilt finally went away. My next don't is don't just bed rot. I've said this before, but I have to say it again. I love a good bed rot session just as much as the next person, but too much rotting will lead to rumination and spiraling, at least for me, and I don't want that. So I do allow time to bed rot and just chill and relax, but I've also started thinking of my luteal phase as a good time to kind of reset and get my life together. So during my luteal phase, I like to focus on things like organizing, cleaning, running errands, scheduling appointments, life admin tasks, basically all those little things that I tend to put off because I'm busy doing other things, but nothing makes me feel more like I have my life together when I finally check off those things on my to-do list that I've been putting off for weeks. And aside from that, I make sure that I'm also getting enough sunshine first thing in the morning, practicing more self-care, and also just being really intentional with what I'm consuming and making sure that I'm not rotting too much, because again, rotting too much for me leads to rumination, spiraling, and just feeling worse. So I still try to somewhat stay productive, stay busy, but of course not in a way that leads to burnout or is pushing like hustle culture or anything like that. I'm still listening to my body, but making sure that I'm not staying too still. My next do is do make time for hobbies and to dilly-dally. So because I typically keep my schedule lighter during my luteal phase, I want to make sure all that extra time doesn't turn into just doom scrolling or bed rotting. So I try to fill it with things that actually make me feel good, like my hobbies, whether that's reading, journaling. I've recently gotten into scrapbooking again, baking now that we're getting into the fall time, especially while I watch like a comfort show in the background. I also really love to dilly dally. I love to dilly dally during any phase, season, whenever, wherever, but especially during my luteal phase. I will say though, sometimes I do have to force myself to get dressed and get out of the house. It does take some effort, but I always feel so much better once I'm out dilly-dallying, running my little errands, getting a little iced coffee. That always makes me feel really, really good, and again, avoids doom scrolling or bed rotting or just feeling worse. My next don't for my luteal phase is don't be afraid to set boundaries. And this is where I think knowing yourself and keeping track of your patterns is really important. Because as I said, once you know what the patterns are, you can better prepare yourself. And for me, one of the things that I noticed is during my luteal phase, I hate when people need me or ask too much of me. So I've learned to not be afraid to say no more. During my luteal phase, I barely have enough to give to myself, let alone to others. So I will be saying no. No, thank you. No, I cannot take on that workload. No, I can't do this. No, I can't go here. Unless it's something really, 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 really important to me, it's going to be a no for me. Other boundaries I set during my luteal phase is spending less time online, on social media, disconnecting more. Also, I tend to need a lot more alone and quiet time. And then my last do for my luteal phase is do ask for support. So I don't know what Miss I don't need help, I can do it all on my own girl who needs to hear this, but if there is ever a time to take a load off your plate, let it be during your luteal phase, okay? Just because you can do it all doesn't mean you have to or you should. Ask for support from the people who you know you can rely on. As much space as you hold for others, you deserve that in return. And this is something that I really had to get comfortable with. Life and my luteal phase has gotten so much better for me as soon as I stopped trying to do it all and have asked for more help. So these are just some of my do's and don'ts that have really helped me during my luteal phase that has made my luteal phase less dreadful. I also wanted to share a few resources that have helped me learn more about my hormones, cycle syncing, and just my luteal phase in general. I've mentioned this book before, but Period Power by Macy Hill is a great resource if you want to learn more about your hormones, your different phases of your cycle, how to work with each phase, different ways to practice self-care. Like, it is such a good book. It's one of those books that I go back to all the time because it has so much information. Another resource that I use is the Stardust cycle tracking app. I really like this cycle tracker app because it has a lot of cute features and different things that kind of romanticizes my cycle. Like the notifications that it sends you, is they're so cute and funny sometimes. It makes tracking my cycle less boring. And it also obviously helps me track my cycle so I know exactly when I'm going to enter my luteal phase, when I'm ovulating, all that good stuff. Stardust cycle tracking app, and it's free. There is a free version and a paid version. I use the free version, and even with that, I get a lot from it. So definitely check that out. And then another thing that I've been recently using, specifically during my luteal phase, I was actually gifted in PR these patches from the brand Kind Patches. So they sent me like one for sleep, one for energy, and then they sent me a mood plus one that is supposed to help with your dopamine, serotonin levels, your mood. It's supposed to promote a more like positive mindset. And so I have been using the mood plus patches during my luteal phase because I know that is when I tend to have more negative thoughts. And I don't know if it's a placebo effect or not, but I kid you not, ever since I started wearing these patches, along with the changes that I've made, the boundaries that I've set, the habits that I've implemented, I have experienced less negative thoughts, less rumination, and I have genuinely felt more positive. Again, I don't know if it's a placebo effect. Regardless, a win is a win, and I will take it. But yeah, I recently started using those, and they've made such a huge difference. So definitely recommend checking those out if you also struggle with your mood. Having a positive mindset, it might help you too. But yeah, those are just some of the resources that I use to help me learn about hormone cycle syncing and all that. And the biggest thing I've learned is that my luteal phase isn't something I have to dread every month. It's something I have to learn how to work with. And ever since making these changes, I've actually come to look forward to my luteal phase because it's a time where I give myself permission to actually slow down and recharge without guilt. And it's also a time that shows me what changes I need to make in my life, where I need to nurture myself more. And honestly, that's something I wish I knew how to do sooner because it's completely changed my experience with dealing with my luteal phase and how it affects me. So whenever you find yourself in your luteal phase, listen to this episode and remind yourself to give yourself a little extra grace. You're not lazy, you're not falling behind, and nothing is wrong with you. Your body is simply asking for something different right now. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation and know that you're not alone. If you feel like it's just you crashing out every month or you feel like something is wrong with you, I promise it's probably just your luteal phase. But that is all I have to say. As always, I will see you Sunday.